started the Tkufa of the 3 weeks yesterday. So for most of us, the 3 weeks is just a bit of a nuisance in our lives. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? Who's honest here? Nuisance, you know what I mean? Nuisance. We care about the korban? Yeah, maybe. So I'm not going to solve life's problems. But I'd like to share with you something to think about that perhaps is more practical, more relevant to our lives during these 3 weeks and hopefully for the rest of your lives. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is quoted as saying, "He heard from Shemayim." If you're the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, you also have a direct line to Shemayim. The reason why we are in Golos so long, because people are not focusing on the tefillah of Ahava Rabbah. Rebbetzin, I started. Is that okay? Smiles. That's the introduction. Finished. You wanted to add anything? Not really. Good. I made myself at home. I see girls, I see her leg, I'm here. Hashem Tov HaKadosh heard me Shemayim. The reason why Golos is taking such a long time, because people are not focusing on the tefillah of Ahava Rabbah. If we were to really say this tefillah with Kavana, this has the ability to bring the Geula of the Prat, as well as the Geula of the Klal, redemption of the individual, redemption of the group closer. The key to redemption is Ahava Rabbah, the tefillah right before Shema. So you ask yourself, well, it's a very nice tefillah, but what is in Ahava Rabbah, or if you daven the Sefarad Ahava Solam, that has the koach, the power to bring redemption closer? Would any of you like to suggest? That was a question. I don't know if you heard the intonation of my voice. Was the question clear? Do you understand my English?
Yes.
What is an Ahava Rabbah that if you said it with Kavana, that's the key to Geula, the key to redemption? Go. Beautiful. So Ahava Rabbah is about love.
Yes.
Beautiful. Good.
Because it came because Al Shalom Berchu Batorah Tchila, and that could count as Berchu Satorah.
Very nice. Very nice. They didn't. Very nice. They didn't. Two very good answers. They didn't. So, Berchu Batorah Tchila, and this counts as the Torah. Excellent. Go ahead.
Maybe we're reminded about the love that, because in the beginning it says, with an abundant love, have you loved us, Hashem our God? And then at the end it goes on to talk about wanting to pull all the nations from the four corners of the earth back together.
Beautiful.
So it's reminding us, oh, Hashem treats us with such love, we should treat each other with
beautiful,
love.
Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. This is great. Anyone else want to add? It's only the front that talks, the back also are invited. That's what I thought. So let's move right on here. These were excellent answers. I'd like to share two. I'd like to try to develop them for our lives. The first is based on the Lekach Balibo of Avraham Alevi Shor, who says the key of Ava Rabba, as is pointed out by this young lady, is the key of Ava of love. Ava Rabba of Tanu Hashem Elokeinu. Tremendous love Hashem loves us. Habofer Ba'amo Yisrael, Hashem has shows us the Ava with love. Chemla Gidolo Yisera Chamalta Aleinu, the abundance of love. The theme of Ava Rabba is love. The key is to remember and to integrate, not only intellectually, but emotionally as well, Hashem loves us. You know, there's a Rav in Ramat Beit Shemesh who I know, who spoke to around a few hundred Cheder boys, young boys, and he asked them, how many of you feel that Hashem loves you? Guess how many boys raised their hand? One. That, my friends, is a failure. I stand here and I look at future imos b'Yisrael, future mothers. One of the most major things you have to teach your children. Hey, on the screen. God bless you. Bless you from me. I just gave you a bracha. God bless you. One of the major blessings. Does it really make a difference? No. You think it's a difference? Yeah. Wow. Oh. One of the major things you have to teach your children, and obviously you have to integrate it yourself before you can teach your kids. Otherwise, they know you're just fakers. Is Ava Rabba, Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem loves us. In fact, we know the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim says, "But to Ragnu Baalech of the Talmud Tzinas Hashem Hotzianu." It was the hatred of God. God took us out of Egypt. Says it sometimes that was the problem. The moment they said that God hated them, that is the recipe for galus. When you feel that God is distant from you, when He hates you, when He's not interested in you, then you've distanced yourself from God as well. You know, it's fascinating. The month that's Mu'ad Baparnas, the month that's like the most tragic month in Jewish calendar year, is the month of Av. But what do we call Av? We don't call it Av. We have another name for that.
Menachem Av.
Menachem Av. You know what Menachem Av means? A loving father. A compassionate father. The very month which would symbolize the month of tragedy, the month of challenge in life, is really the month of love, the month of connection. And indeed, we know that right before the Chorban, right before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the enemies came into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw the Kruvim were what? Embracing each other. We know normally the Kruvim all embrace each other with Jewish people, with the will of God. Obviously, it's about to be destroyed, they're under the will of God. So why was it that the Kruvim were embracing each other? And the answer is, this was the final seed that Hashem wants to leave us with before we go into Galus. Jewish people, He's telling them and telling us, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed, a lot of trial and tribulation. But never forget, I love you. Never forget, I care about you. And whatever you go through in life, there's not going to be it's part of a larger picture. God knows the show. Then, in order
mind one of the two most powerful words that we say every day. We begin it off in Mosaic. You say Mosaic is talking about the planet. The answer is actually going to be Shmati, but Kabbalah. The last two words are? Rabbi Nosaic. Let me get your interpretation, Rabbi Nosaic. Listen closely, because this could change your life. Rabbi Nosaic, some people need. Great is Hashem's faith in me. And every morning Hashem taps me on the shoulder and says, you can do it. I believe in you. I hope by you. If we would really wake up every day feeling that Hashem loves me, Hashem cares for me, Hashem is intimately involved in my life, he's my cheerleader, so to speak, it would be so much easier to go through today's challenges. Because I know I'm not going through them alone. And indeed, Rabbi Shlomitz in Sichus Mussar says, this is the key to not sinning. It's called Nechbatos. I'm important. I'm special. It's beneath my dignity to sin. Me? I'm going to sin? What's for low life? I'm not a low life. I'm somebody God has invested in. I'm important. You know, just to give you an imagery. Any of you ever seen a Kala in the hotel, white dress? Any of you ever seen that? Right? So if you, Kala's go in our service, we call them before they get married. And the magical father will see it. Kala, dressed in white, steps out of the car, and she isn't looking, and she puts her foot in, folks, in a puddle that splashes all over her. And the mud goes over her white dress. What is the emotional feeling you would feel at that moment if you were the Kala? Sad. You guys are so... What's the right word? I mean, sad. Come on! Let's have some emotion here.
Blow up and kill the other astronauts. Not only
that, the millions of dollars that were put into the space shuttle would all go down the drain. The 200,000 people or so who were responsible for building the space shuttle, all their work would go for naught. But all he did was take a few puffs of cigarette. My friends, all of us are a spaceship of life. Every action we do affects those around us. We are not living on an island. Our mitzvot, as well as averos, create a spiritual effect around us. When we realize the power of our words, we think twice before speaking. Our lashon hara will be different. Our words will be different. Let me share with you two stories. The first one comes from Tanatella. Tells a story of a Wall Street fellow. You know, the three-piece suit, the attaché case, you got the picture in your mind? The pointy shoes, you got it? Yeah? He's running down the stairs to catch a subway in New York. And he's running. And there's a beggar on the stairs. Do I have to describe to you what the beggar looks like? Or what the beggar smells like? You getting the picture? The beggar has a tin can in his hand. And he says, pencils for a quarter, pencils for a quarter. So this Wall Street guy puts his hand in his pocket, flips him a quarter, and runs off. And the beggar says, Mister, mister, you forgot your pencil. Like the pencil. Few years later, the same Wall Street guy has a little bit more time. And he stands on the subway platform. And he decides he wants to buy a newspaper. So he goes to one of these newspaper stands on the subway platform. And he picks out a newspaper and he gives it to the owner and he says, how much is it? The owner looks at him, looks at him, looks at him, looks at him, and says, it's on the house. It's free. He says, really? You have to sell to me? He says, do you remember me? Looking at this guy, like, no, I've never met you. So do you remember a few years ago, there was a guy sitting on the stairs saying, pencils for a quarter, pencils for a quarter. And he's looking at him like, you might be nuts. He says, let me tell you, he says, you flip me a quarter, and then you ran out, and I said, mister, you forgot your pencil. Listen to this closely. He said, then you said to me, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you're a merchant. And I said to myself, if this Wall Street guy looks at me as a merchant, then I'm not some beggar. I'm an important person. He says, in these 3 years interim, I've opened over 100 newspaper stands on subway platforms. One word. The power of speech that you can change somebody's life forever. Yet there I mean Tatina. No, you don't live in a vacuum. You have power. You're invested with power. And let's talk about a flip side story. I heard this story from this person's sister, because I know it's a true story. There was a girl. When all of her friends went in, she was standing on the side to dance. Do any of you know the side stand and clap? Do any of you know those people? They never dance, they just clap. Any of you met them? Yep. So they're all wondering what is going to happen at what? At her wedding. Baruch Hashem, she's married, and she is an amazing dancer. Like, unbelievable. So a few weeks after the wedding, a friend goes over, has a nerve, and says, well, what's going on? We thought you didn't know how to dance. Like, wow, you're an amazing dancer. And why haven't you danced until now? This is what she said. She said, when I was a little girl, when I was in first grade, I went up the steps for my sitter party on the stage, and I tripped. And my teacher said to me, my mother said, you klutz. You know what a klutz is? Someone who's a klutz. Don't they teach that in English if you never define a word with a word? Uncoordinated. And she said, ever since then, I believe I was a klutz. And if I'm a klutz, how could I dance? So I never tried to dance. One word can kill, one word can destroy. Do we realize, Rabbah and Masechta, how much Do we realize the koach that each and every one of us has within us? We can create and destroy worlds. That's us. We walk around, we're no big deal. Boy, do we have it so low. First and foremost, you have to believe, you sow what you sow does. You are special. Hashem wanted you in this world. Hashem has chosen you for a specific mission. You have to walk around feeling, Bishvili Nivra Olam, for me the world was created. I can build and I can destroy. There's a lot riding on me. Walk around with your head held high. When you feel that you have meaning and purpose in this world, when you feel that Hashem has invested in you, you're going to live up more to your potential and have the ability to accomplish a lot more, and hence have the ability to bring the Gula. Second idea, the Magen Avraham brings down that there are six heroes supposed to remember every day. Right now, Malek and Miriam and Matan Torah were all found in Adorama. Adorama has in it, and is so the foundation of so much of what Torah's about. So I want to take a look at one of them and develop this for a few minutes. Zechiras Miriam. You have to remember the Horde of Sharsat, but Hashem to Miriam when you left Egypt. Where is that family in Adorama? Here goes two words. Hogo, Slicha, to give thanks to you, right? We look like the Chetka Be'ava. Hashem, we have the responsibility to give thanks to Hashem. What does the Hogo, Slicha have to do with speaking Lashon Hara? So listen to our short sentence about it. When a person does not get into the habit of saying thank you and appreciating, then a person is more likely to be judgmental, narrow-minded, and see the faults of others. L'hoda l'cha is about being able to see the good. When you're able to see the good, then you're not focused on all the things that the person doesn't have. This is the fact, it's Hasemis of Pshat, about the Pshat, and me, I shall have a time all of Yami Lirota, the Zoro Shokamera, etc. Me, I shall have a time, kindness, the Hola Hain, the Duha Sela, I can have any thanks to Hashem. Me, I shall have a time, who is the person who's going to be able to thank Hashem? Who is all of Yami who loves days? You know what the answer is? Two words. Lirota. You see good. And if you see good in people, then this Zoro Shokamera, it's like you take a look at this, my friends and friends. You ever see this? I'm holding up. Yeah. What is it in its A? It is A. Black duck. Ever see a black duck? Ever met? You don't see a black duck? Is it me or you? Black duck. Now, this, my friends, is probably one of the most important pieces of paper you'll ever see in your life. Because this is us. Do we focus in on the black dot, or do we focus in on the white paper? That's the negative vision of life. So you know, I'll tell you what it's like. You have a great day at school. Everything goes well. Your friends can talk to you today. It happens once in a while. Everyone nice to you. You did well on your test. Everything was great. One person made a remark to you that wasn't so nice. Not so nice happened. You come home and what mood are you in? You had a great day. One person said something to you. That's going to mess up your day. Then you're living in black dot reality. And it's a very sorry place to live. Our challenge. It's literal tough. It's interesting that the Yetzer Hara has many names. The name we call is Yetzer Hara because it's bad. It focuses in on negativity. Yiddishkeit is negative and judgmental. We're imprisoned in a black dot. And that's what breaks relationships, and that's what stops the gula.
Shaitan said it's worth publishing, and I pulled a couple up and I said, how much is it? He tells me in a map,
Good. So I wrote him a check, and I said to him, I want to have two things in mind. I want to have a split for my daughter, and my daughter will stay with a family in Queens for the year, who managed to her in, family with a lot of girls, who have two married daughters. The second daughter has a number of girls, and the older daughter was married for 4 years and had children. I said it should be a split for my daughter, and a split for this family. So far, so good?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, this family that did have children had a baby boy. 4 days later, my daughter got engaged. Nobody asked for a resume, and no one could care less about her checkerboard past. And I'll tell you the clincher is, when I called up this mother, or the grandmother of this baby, I said, what's the baby's name? The first name of the baby, and the first name of the husband, have the same name. Isn't that amazing? Okay, who does 30 not to do anything? So it's a nice story, yeah? This is all you're going to walk away with. I don't know what she's talking about tonight. It's a wild story about, anyway. My Kashrafa loves us. He cares about us. And even when things seem to be crazy, there's a God in heaven who cares. I want to add one more Nikuda and end with another story. Oh, two more Nikudas and end with the story. I am Torah. When you have a look of time, when you give thanks for Hashem, you have a good eye. When you have a good eye, you want to give to people. You want to do for people. You don't think only about yourself, you want to extend yourself outward to help others, to do for others. And I have a little secret to tell you. Look back and inside. This is why we're in this world. The only way we can really be close to Hashem, the only way we can really imitate Hashem in the most intimate way, is to be a giver. Mahura avatayra. And since He's merciful, we're merciful. That's why halakha b'drasha. That's what we mean Hashem's ways. Look over your shoulder and see how you can help another person. Don't always think about yourself. I was told that this week's theme is Shasani Kirsova. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to my family. I want to tell you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I just want to tell this story. No? Okay, for those of you who know it, great. Those of you who don't, go back to sleep. Shasani Kirsova, the Lekha Felipo says, is exactly that shot. Why did Hashem create a woman? To be an Ezer Kinoko, to be a helper to her husband. Man had a woman created that she could be in the position of giving. Shasani Kirsono, to be godlike, is to be a giver. And that is what women are blessed with. The ability to intuit what other people need, to step outside of ourselves and to give and continually give. And that's the greatest wealth that you can possibly have. All those piles of laundry, all those piles of dishes, all the carpools are all about giving. Lahodos Lacha. I'm a rabbi, see our potential, see our greatness. Lahodos Lacha. Be able to understand that we're here to give thanks. We're here to appreciate. We're here to step outside of ourselves, to have an eye tova, to have a good eye, to appreciate what others give for us, to not be judgmental, to see the needs of others, and to respond to those needs. Here's the final story for today. What's the famous story? This one's a little girl, Gan Age, 4 or 5 years old, who lived in the Yerotika, the old city of Yerushalayim, close to 100 years ago. And her mother was very, very sick. And so the mother said to the older brother, probably 7, could you take your sister to God? So he took her to God. I don't know if he took her by her ponytail. I don't know how he took her, but he took her to God. The next day, he also was told to take her to God, and she's sitting on the steps of her house, crying hysterically, saying, I'm not going to God. He said, why aren't you going to God? I went yesterday, and all the mommies took the girls to God. My mommy didn't take me, I'm not going to God. And she refused to go. She's crying hysterically. Her mother is really very sick. And Rav Chaim, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim, is passed by and sees this little girl crying. He knows the situation in the house. And he hears why she's not going to God. And he bends down and says to this little girl, I'm going to make you a promise. Your mommy is going to walk you down to the chuppah one day. When she hears that promise, she feels better. She says, okay, I'll go to God. Fast forward. The girl now is 17, 18 years old, and they look for shidduchim for her. And every single proposal, she knocks down. She's 19, she's 20. Her father says, you have siblings underneath you. She says, let them get married. I'm not going to hold them back. 20, 21, 22. And her siblings underneath her are starting to get married. Older and older, she refuses to get married. When her youngest sibling gets married, she says, okay, I'm ready. And she gets married. A few weeks after she gets married, her mother dies. And she explains to people, she says, the rabbi gave me a bracha, my mother walked me down the chuppah. Is it fair that only I would have that special privilege of my mother walking me down the chuppah? Our brothers and sisters wouldn't have that. I made sure all of them had that special feeling of their mother walking them down before I would get married and have my mother walk me down. Most of us aren't older than that. Most of us think about ourselves. You want to break the rule? Step outside of yourself. You want to break the rule? Think about another person. It's forwards. That's what the 3 weeks is about. You don't have to go and change the world. But when you go over to somebody who's standing alone and you say hello to them and you make small talk with them, that's pretty cool. That's an Ayin Tova. When you go over to somebody and you say, can I sit with you on the bus when you know they're not so popular? That's an Ayin Tova. That's moving beyond yourself. These are small ways that you're doing Shasak Kirzona. This is Ritzona Torah. This is what Hashem wants from us. This is why He created us. To be givers and not to only think about ourselves. To move beyond the narrow vision of our lives at the same time. To believe that Hashem believes in us and holds by us. Rabbi Menosecha, tremendous amount of faith he has in each and every one of us. So I wrote to all of us, my friend, is that we have both of them. We walk around with a feeling of admiration with the love Hashem has for us. We're able to take responsibility that he takes and be able to step outside of ourselves at the same time, watching what we say, and then how we can bring other people with a small smile, a small word, moving outside of ourselves, we can bring the ruler that much closer. Who is the Matrikhah who did the cutting? Okay. But we're doing it for 10 seconds. I try to do usually every year. If you want, if you don't want, you'll pass. I have 3 Bavidbars, Torah's Atmosphere, written by the bestseller. I'm the seller, not the best. I just looked at the middle of the best. 3 books of Bavidbar. So we took everyone's name in the Kabbalah and we are raffling off these 3 books. If you don't want a book, you just didn't pass them, we'll just raffle off another name. Does that make sense? So we're going to take the 3 books and answer your one. Who answered the one? Your one and you answered me also, yeah? 3, who gave you 3 answers? You. So you 3 are all going to choose one. 1, 2, 3. Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up.
What else did you
get?
Do you have any questions?